HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Pleasure to bring you our buddy, Mr. Frank Caliendo, is joining us once again. He's here for his promotional. You got a lot going on, man.
You know, I really do.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
Tough being busy like this.
You got shows Sunday, correct?
Saturday and Sunday. Standy Live.
That's right. They changed
Standy
the name.
Live.
Standy Live. It's cuter now than it's ever been.
Standy. Some love it. Oh, Standy.
So you got Standy Live this weekend.
Standy.
Downtown.
Yes, as a
hero. Your Saturday show and Sunday. And then anything else you want to talk about?
Doing the stuff at Comic-Con.
What are you doing there?
Not Comic-Con. Phoenix Fan Fusion.
That's
right. Were talking about Comic-Con. Yeah, no.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No.
That went out of business.
That's what it was. It previously was known as, that's what we were talking about off the air, that a lot of these things different, and they actually listed on Phoenix Fan Fusion, the website. And I'd ask them personally, I was like, what goes on with that? Because it used to be called Phoenix Comic-Con.
So
No. It's just like, and on their website, it says perfectly, like, we didn't want to worry about being in some type of situation where there's a lawsuit because that's what I believe San Diego Comic-Con has.
They own it.
I don't know if you can own it. I think that's the problem is nobody knows what you can own in terms of that because everybody does a con.
Right.
It's like something calling something a holic.
That's true.
So,
Caliendo Con this weekend.
Yeah, Caliendo Con, which is Uncle Phil. you can't get comic books in Chicago without going through me.
What was his other name, Uncle Frank and Uncle Phil?
No, he was Uncle Phil, but
didn't he have to change it?
Different last name. He had a different last name.
Eventually, he had two names, though.
No.
Wasn't he in hiding?
No, he wasn't hiding with a different last name, but he was on the internet. He had a website.
But you were under the impression he was gone.
What is this note, Toledo?
He had passed
away. Hold on. I can't get out without reading it. Stand Up Live 480-719-6100. 480-719-6100. It must be some type of code. And standuplive.com or at standuplive on the various forms of social media. I'm still trying to figure out that code.
Why did he hand you this?
480-719-6100. What could it be?
I don't know. The Comic-Con people are going to love it this week. Are you going to be in costume up there at Standy Live?
Yeah, I'm going as John Madden. Nobody's ever seen me dressed like that before. I've had people, because I'm doing like the local TV stuff, and people ask me, what costume are you going in? I'm like, I do that for for years.
Sure.
I've done that.
You've done the dress.
That's work for me. That's not fun.
Still,
that's a
though,
fantasy.
Great fun if you did all the shows dressed as Jon Snow from Game of Thrones and never once mentioned Game of Thrones or did an impression from the show.
Or just did everything about something other than Game
of Thrones. You're just dressed as Jon Snow because you just left the not Comic-Con.
What is it? What's your problem?
Ooh, you made him gay.
He's a little, look. I mean.
He's got some.
Yeah, not like, that there's
that,
anything
that was
wrong
your Jon
with
him. Snow? Is that what
I
that
don't
was?
You know what?
It's not doing it.
That was,
you know,
that was awful.
That was John Winter.
That's Johnny Winters.
What do you want from me?
It's Jonathan Winters.
Good impressions.
No, that's I don't do them anymore.
Do Ghost.
Yeah, he stopped.
Yeah, I just stopped.
Hodor. Give me Hodor.
Hold the door.
I had a homosexual man who heard me do a Jon Snow impression, and he goes, oh, worst thing a man's ever said to me afterwards. He goes, oh, that makes me wet.
I don't even understand the physiology.
An hour later, you are out.
Oh, man, I was getting plastered.
Winter is coming.
It was bad.
Ian was on top of you hours
later.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me wet. Like, we're leaving. I don't know what that means. I don't like that. And I think all I did was, I'm Warden of the North. And that's all I said. Oh, what's happening?
Friendship.
Wasn't even talking to that guy.
Yeah, it's a bond.
He was at a different table. Ugh. Anyway, it's time for the Brady Report, Frank.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by my friends at Hooters, and it's Wings Day at Hooters, Frank. All you can eat wings for only $14.99 every Wednesday, your favorite Hooters location.
Tell you what, man.
I forgot
some
about
good
that.
Stuff right there.
Gruden loves the Hooters.
I tell you what, that's where I started out working, wearing those orange shorts, man.
Is that right?
I loved it, man.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever serve any general managers?
Nope.
Sometimes they get overserved.
Nah, I never heard about that, man.
Yeah, there's one that gets over.
No, man, yeah. That's the Brady Report. I love this. My favorite segment, man.
It's brought to you by John Gruden's Hooters. Brady Report.
Spider Hooter Y Banana.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of Wednesday morning fun facts. The guy who created the baby on board signs made millions from it. Doesn't even have kids. 1984. The guy's name's Michael Lerner. But
wet.
He was. It happened because he was driving.
Ooh, baby on board signs make me wet.
He was driving his 18-month-old nephew in the car, and he got real nervous. So then he created the baby on board.
He had an 18-year-old nephew?
Yeah.
18 months. I was going to say. That seems a little bit excessive on your worry.
He's just not good at judging it.
Yeah. He's, a year and a half?
I just graduated high school.
I wonder if you tell that to a woman, a man invented that, they'd get pissed off.
Yeah, well, but then they'd be pissed off constantly.
A lot.
You know how many times I could say it? I'm just going to start doing that and point to like computer screen. Man, make. Mouse, man, make. Find me one thing woman makes.
The most
trouble. Trouble.
Are you speaking like a caveman?
I would even hold it because it's manly. Hold up tampons and just look at it. Don't. Man make. Woman too stupid.
Jeez.
Put in self. Women didn't even try to make those. In the 30s, some guy's like, come on, plug that up.
That's true. A guy invented the tampon?
All my socks are ruined.
They weren't allowed.
Somebody do something about this?
What about the bra?
Man make
bra?
Mm-hmm.
You're disappointed in that, man.
Yeah, well, no, I like that man. He realized gravity was ruining it.
Depends.
Man make.
I started typing into Google, man make bra.
Man
make. Yeah, well, because you feel it. You don't. It's
Caress
primal.
Caress Crosby.
Caress?
Caressa Crosby.
Is that a woman?
Yep.
Well, she made the Cross Your Heart bra.
Allegedly.
Become man.
She didn't make the first
that
bra.
That is a dude.
She?
Yeah.
That's a fella.
I'm pretty sure that's Ty Cobb.
That's the late Ty Cobb. Man, the hit king invented the bra. Who knew?
Yeah.
Pete Rose. Yeah, man make.
I put it on because I got cleated on the chest.
It was more protection than it was a bra. She was feeling the pain from sliding.
The most dangerous job in America is president of the United States. The ban. Presidents of the United States.
Why?
9% of them have been killed while they had the job. We've only had 45 presidents.
Yes.
So four of them have been killed.
Numbers are
small. Technically, it could be 18% because another four presidents died of natural causes while in office.
Yeah, but not since like 1900, right?
Yeah, but isn't it just, I guess. It's like there's only one job, but it's still 200 and something years.
The next highest death rate on the job, loggers.
Who's your favorite that got shot?
James Garfield. Dude's great. You ever know the James Garfield story, Frank?
9 months
in office. Dude was changing everything. Kicking ass, taking names, standing in a bus depot. And somebody wanders up to him and shoots him in the back. And like a real man, he turns and he goes, "Watch this, then!" And he starts to fight him.
That's when men were men.
That's when men were men. Man, make! And he didn't die. Didn't die from the gunshot wounds. He died because grubby doctors didn't have like anything to clean themselves, and they were digging around in the wounds
their poo fingers.
He's laying in the goddamn bus station. Well, get it out then. And he let people in their grubby paws dig around and pull.
That's
bullets
the same
out.
Thing with JFK. If his wife wouldn't have dug in his brain, he'd
well,
have
no,
been
those
fired.
Were useless.
No,
at that
I
point.
Think that was.
His last words were, get that for me, would you, Jackie?
There wasn't much digging.
I want to put that back.
If she'd have done it right, he'd be alive.
You've got a little red velvet on here. Oh, my God, what's happened? I look like a red velvet cake.
She was more concerned about her dress.
You should have that your daughter's graduation party.
What is it?
A JFK
She's
red
not even
velvet
graduating
cake. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, I got a call. I got two people that canceled on me doing stuff today because 6th grade graduation, 8th grade graduation.
It's big deals.
It is not. You are huge. Legally obligated to advance to the next grade. You'll go to jail if you decide to.
Listen, I'm lying. I don't think it's really that important. There's nothing. I'm just
6th grade, you have to go and guess what? You have to go to 7th grade. You haven't graduated from anything.
No, Juliet's having a big party because it's 7th grade. And it's they don't have anything, so she's just celebrating herself. She's also putting up portraits of herself in the house all over the place.
Are you worried?
Yeah.
With her, no.
No, she'll be fine.
Yeah. You're with me on the pictures around the house thing.
100%. Yeah, anybody who's I've ever gone to their house where they have the – I don't mind pictures of relatives when you have your great uncle that looks just like you.
That's great.
That's interesting.
People
a
you want to remember or like you don't see too often. That makes sense to me.
But when it's pretty cool when it's doing at the party. I mean, everyone's coming over and they're painting Juliet. I mean, I thought
that'd
be fun. Yeah, to actually have artwork of yourself done by others and paying homage. And then you hang it in your own house. It's just weird.
Yeah, I've never been a person that likes the picture of myself at all, period. So
no, me neither.
I think do you think it'll get to that point someday?
What's
where
that?
People just have portraits, selfie portraits of themselves, like a selfie blown up?
I guarantee it's already happened.
An oil painting of a selfie.
Of your food. Why don't you hang pictures of the meals that you like the most? Because people can't get enough taking pictures of their goddamn food. Just have your house just covered in like, ooh, that's when we went to Steak 44. Those are baby Watson potatoes.
Do you think you'd look at it differently if you look like Brad Pitt?
Probably.
Yeah.
I've said that too. Because Megan's like, we don't have any pictures. And I'm like, there's a reason for that. I don't want to look at this.
There's a reason for that. You sound like a gerbil.
I don't. Like, you take, and I always tell, like, take pictures of yourself. What's the difference?
I want to be in front of the beef eaters with you.
But I just enjoyed a meal. That's all. I don't care. I'll take a picture of you if you want to remember this so much.
That's different.
I don't want to see my face all over the house.
So if you were Brad Pitt, it'd be just
photos.
Oh,
my house would be probably all mirrors and pictures. I'm not going to lie to myself. It'd just be mirrors everywhere and just walking around going, God dang it. This dude is good looking. We need more photos of that.
Researchers swabbed a bunch of different
Brady
surfaces.
Brady wants out of this quick. Yeah.
I don't want you to Brad Pitt. You just take pictures of yourself. Hang them around.
How many pictures do you have of you in your house? Are there a few?
Maybe just under 50.
Yeah, do you really?
Do we know.
You never had a bunch. You used to have, I bet Ronnie made.
No, there's
I don't
a couple
know if
family
of
pictures.
Is she big? Maybe do you have any huge ones? Like a monster?
We don't, and that's
okay, good.
Probably
good.
He does on that RV.
You do?
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Oh, you do
have.
Kind of celebrate you on that, but that's business. You're selling something, I understand.
Yeah, the
that.
Back of it has me with eating.
Yeah, you've probably
with
reconsidered
Brady
that.
Sauce.
That's not an attractive thing. Going back to Eric's argument, if you look like Brad Pitt, maybe that would be something people wanted to see. But a guy who looks like a thumb, who may be a little bit mentally challenged, eating ribs.
They're more like Brad Pitbull.
How often do you get people knock on the RV door and go, I want to donate to whatever this is? I want to help that boy.
You know, a couple times. Every time it's on the road.
He reminds me of my Abuelita after she got chemo.
A lot of pictures my wife has of us and me in particular in the house is our really fat Frank pictures.
Yeah, fat Frank's right.
And it looks like I'm trying to eat the frame. I'm trying to
remind you.
Yeah, there are some.
Well, you did that. You put pictures of fat you and fat wife on the refrigerator.
No, Michelle did that.
Oh, I thought did that.
No, I think I did do that.
You did do that.
Because
you
did that at one point.
Because
she did
this.
It years ago. And then I brought it back.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was.
And it worked.
It's very helpful. Because you look at it and you go, like, I always do this. I'll try on suit coats that from when I was a little thinner than I am now.
Yeah.
When I was at my thinnest, I go, oh my God, I can't. It's fat guy and a little, it's that kind of thing. So now I'm into my medium thinness.
That's not even
they do have,
fattest of fat.
Oh, no, no. You
they
can
do
find,
have thin Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Super Brian Callen Frank.
Look it up. Look at the top one. That one's a pretty good one. No, not that.
You've
that's
gone
medium.
Through this a lot. There's the top middle.
Look at that guy.
Look
at my God.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, there's a cup. That's Louis Anderson. Me.
Hey, I'm gonna start dressing like a lady. Okay.
There's one more. You got to look up Frank Kelly and Tom Cruise. Do that one. It's where I'm trying to eat him. I literally look at.
Oh my dear.
Holy
Lord.
God!
You're William Shatner.
Yeah. Oh my
hey,
God,
Tommy.
Yeah. What is Shatner in that picture?
You should have turned down that appearance. You got to sit next to Tom Cruise.
I know.
And they didn't even get a shot of you and Leno on the other side. You wore denim to the interview.
You couldn't fit it. You couldn't fit Leno into the frame.
No, there's too much people.
Look how fat I am.
You are the fattest ever. There's another fat one of you. Fourth one over from the top there.
Look, on a radio interview,
being maybe not. That's just you hunched up.
But look at how I. Look at how you can. I cannot close the collar. yeah. on a shirt that I can wrap around my neck twice right now.
And Tom Cruise is just laughing at
you. He's like, hey, you are hilarious.
Laughing at your fatness.
No, I see you wore a denim shirt to the Leno show. That was dumb. And now you're going to sit next to Tom Cruise looking like a loaf of man.
Here's the problem. That's not denim. That's just what it appears like on my sponge body.
What is
it? Sponge body Frank shirt? Pants.
I assumed it was denim.
Yeah, no, no, no. That I know that shirt. Jeez, look at how much
you are fat.
I am.
That's gross.
That last picture, Tori, that was Frank as a seal.
And yeah, that's what he lays stage. Down. That's right before
yeah,
Kermit
well,
makes
appearance. Yeah, here's yeah. the other thing. That's in like negative 40.
There's the three of you, upper right. There's Leno. I bet you he's dressed similarly. Nope, he looks nice.
Hey, Tom, did you see this guy's trying to take a bite of you?
Did you forget to tuck your shirt in?
No, it couldn't.
Pants would have erupted.
Like, that was, there were issues where the...
You look terrible.
You look disheveled.
Yeah, I mean, I look Farley-ish there, right?
You are Farley-ish.
And I had no idea. I was making so much money at the time, nobody would tell me.
You and Will Sasso.
I was so happy. I was so happy.
It was a happy day.
See, yeah. This goes back to what Eric said. It's like, if you look like Tom Cruise or you look like that guy, whose house has more photos of himself in
it? So this
it?
Is before kids.
Yeah, definitely Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
This has to be before kids.
No, I think kids were around. I was just eating all their food.
In this picture here, Jay Leno was holding something up. Is it a menu or you were requesting
it? Hey, take a look at this. This is from the deli down the street. Apparently, you cleaned them out.
We're 3 minutes into the interview. It's time to get Frank a snack.
There it is. Hey, there he has Tom.
My goal is to be this big. These photos are fantastic. Yeah, everyone at home and at work, Google Frank Caliendo, Tom Cruise, and it's Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, that's the first four shots.
I'll tell you what I Google a lot.
You are
Frank
shattered.
Caliendo fat, just to make myself feel better at times. I will literally look and see how bad I've looked over time.
Oh my God, that second.
That's a good one. That's
there
hot.
You go.
That's my bread.
That's the one you
look
had.
Look at how. Oh, yeah, Michelle is almost the same size as me.
Yeah, Michelle was big too, and I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know. Frank had me to the house, and he goes, Michelle was fat. And I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to say that to your wife. And she goes, he's right. And then you showed me the pictures on the fridge. Which
no,
because
there was a picture
that.
Of her and Louis Anderson. You couldn't tell who was who. And that was her joke, not mine. Hey. Look it. I couldn't
oh,
get-
that's the one. That's yeah. the place that you showed me the picture. That was on your fridge.
Yeah.
And I even had to say to Michelle, I'm like, I had no idea you were that big.
And she goes,
you guys were huge.
I had to pretend like I still loved her there.
Yeah, I know. And did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't love me.
Yeah. Well, because
you can't love someone
too,
else unless you love yourself. I mean, we're still together. I mean,
yeah. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
You were a beast. Well, yeah. Good for you. See? You got
That's right.
I
want to get back down. I didn't get rid of it all. That one. Gee, Toledo, you got a good picture of me there, too, next to Super Fat Frank. That
Now, stop. That's enough. Good. Don't
that's
hurt him anymore.
And that's your friends Bob and Tom that have that one.
Yeah.
That's their Twitter page.
I'm going to go pleasure myself to myself.
Yeah, yeah. You should put those pictures up. Now, I would be all over that if you had before and after pictures all over your house. I think that would be hilarious.
There is. Yeah, I'm
hey,
in between
there's
there.
The slim down couple.
How'd
that's
you do
medium.
It?
Oh, Michelle looks great there. Now I want to go home.
Was
man,
it a
man.
Lot of ping pong? What did it for you, Frank?
Ping pong's a lot of it, but eating better. It's
not eating,
a lot of that.
Not
and,
eating
and,
everything.
Just, letting, yeah, Michelle looked great
yeah,
there.
That's Jeez. A great picture, Michelle. I'd hang that one. Yeah, in my God. House. Can I let's
Holy
make that
cow.
Deal.
Yeah,
I'll put pictures of I'll put pictures of you and yeah. your family up at my house and you do this.
Wait a second. I used to have a picture
I know,
of you
I,
and
well,
your,
that's what I used to give people as gifts cuz right. just
But nobody else put them up, right? We no. had them up for like
Chuck
it was
put them up
for maybe 10 years. Until we met Megan and we're like, this is a little awkward
yeah,
when Megan
the
comes
ex-wife.
Over.
It was a, well, I gave it to you after the divorce because I was getting rid of all my pictures of
right.
my old wedding. And I'm
yeah.
like, well, somebody's got to get a hold of
yeah.
these. These are nice frames.
Yeah.
So it's I would
you
just
and
give,
Gertrude.
85 people got pictures.
I always forget that was even part of your life. It's
it is.
So, funny
so do I.
To remember that was, I just, yeah. I don't remember
It was
that
a lovely photo, too, if I recall
oh,
correctly.
Beautiful.
Very nice picture.
Yeah.
The setting
that
was
slightly
nice.
Blurry kind of thing, or
yeah, yeah. Well, it had to be because of me. Yeah.
I just noticed the caption on this one.
What's it
you
say?
See it? Frank Caliendo gorilla trainer.
Oh man,
people yeah. are making fun of you, Frank.
Oh yeah, as long as it makes me money, I don't care.
Yeah, you were clearly a fat man.
Listen, look, did you just listen to the last 15 minutes?
Right.
You were so rich then.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're worried about me with captions? I've just been berated constantly for the sake of trying to sell tickets to stand up live.
That's right. And then he, look at you bringing it home.
Yeah.
The driver.
I call that the driving squirrel. Diving school.
Brady
reporting.
God, it would have been so great.
Stop. Sounds like he's eating cake again.
Driving school instructor. Help me. Help me. I'm back on the wagon often. I don't know.
But I love that you just noticed I'm willing to make fun of myself.
Eric decided to take 15 minutes pause and then go, I'm going to take a shot. Nobody's going to come swinging like me.
Wait a second. Yeah, here it comes. Back at you, Andrew Garfield.
That picture of your wife is spectacular.
Yeah, she's, that's the one I have. That's the woman I married.
Michelle.
That's the one you have.
Oh, yeah. I know about that, too.
Do you guys think you'll get fat again together, like down the road?
You know, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, you hit reset. You can do it again.
That's when we met Russell Wilson. Russ.
Oh.
Russ.
R-Dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Good friends.
I used to be. He got a little clingy.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of.
No, you're able to do that at your level. You're able to walk away. I still need these people.
You need them?
I need everybody I can.
I separate.
I have no problem with it anymore. I used to try and deny it.
And his wife started to come on to me because.
You know, I heard about
Ciara.
That is weird. It's creepy the way
it is.
That
it was gross. Yeah.
But you're a good guy.
I'm too nice.
Yeah. Just.
I give to Brady's RV all the time. That poor kid on the back of that thing is not in good shape.
Pays for it.
Yeah, I'm paying for Brady's RV. Here's another $10. We got to get that cure for whatever's wrong with the guy in the back of your RV. I forgot about the one of you eating. It's pretty funny, though.
18-year-old Emma Davison lives in Seminole, Florida, and she's been living with her 43-year-old mother. But over the weekend, she announced she was moving out, and she was taking the family's pet hedgehog with her.
Uh-oh.
Her mom said no, Emma.
Not good. It's Florida.
Her mom blocked the door to where the hedgehog lives.
It had its own room?
Yeah, I guess so. It took some pride in this.
Ching Chavez.
What do you think like the local news is like in Florida?
Oh,
do
they it's got to be four hours long every
day. Did they use any of these stories? No. Like, it's just normal. Yeah, like, to us, this is crazy stuff. But to them, it's like, again?
Are we really going to lead with a hedgehog story? Who hasn't had this problem?
So she removed her mom from the door, blocked her out of the way, and then punched her a few times. She's in trouble.
There's a woman in Cocoa Beach.
But here's a picture of Emma.
Woman in Cocoa Beach who got in a fight with her daughter over a hedgehog. Oh, why don't we just report that the sky is blue? It is. It's Florida Daily. Have you played Florida Man on the internet?
No.
You put in Florida Man and your birthday, and a story will come up on that day, and it's always insane. Every day of the year, you've got it. Well, that's the hedgehog girl?
Yep.
She's a beauty queen.
Yeah, there's enough diffusion in that photo that I don't believe it.
Her nose is missing. But
that happens a lot in social media where the small picture, they're gorgeous, and then you take a look at the full size, and you're like, they're really gorgeous.
It's the new glamour shots.
It is. It's filters to the point where when you meet the person, it's always disappointing.
Yeah, I just found out Stephen A. Smith is not a baby.
Is that right?
Have you seen the Stephen A. Smith baby filter?
It's hilarious.
Brilliant.
Stephen A. Smith baby filter. He's.
I have to say, goo goo gaga.
Frank, how do you picture Leif McGowan? What would Leif McGowan look like? He's 60 years old.
Used to be on Charmed.
It's Rose McGowan.
Oh.
This is her uncle, Leif.
Leif. An explorer.
Mm-hmm. Viking?
Leif McGowan. Drunkard looking with disheveled hair kind of thing.
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, pretty good. Johnson County. Iowa, he did see it.
Oh, well, then why'd you ask him?
No, I didn't. I didn't see it. I'm just telling you.
He peaked at the end.
Joke.
Oh.
Let me see.
He's got busted for driving down the highway the wrong way in a semi for the third time.
No, that's not.
Third time?
Yeah. And that's what
there's a three-strike policy on that. No, you get a couple of goofs.
That's just.
But if you.
He just looks more like a pedophile. That mustache is.
That is. That's kind of the. Yeah, right. He's a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, creeper.
You throw him in jail just on looks?
Oh, yeah. He's the guy who sweeps up the CVS until kids come in, and then he's got to go in the back room because he's not allowed to be out with them. He lives in Johnson County. He's going the wrong way on the freeway. That's no good.
He's got a bracelet.
You're allowed three of those in Iowa, though. Third time there. You got one more, Wayne.
Did I ever tell you
They turned into Gruden there?
Yeah.
Ever tell you the story about Michelle's dog trainer for her terrible dog, Tyler, in Cleveland? He was the guy who got in trouble in the Cleveland area for pulling people over and was a fake cop.
Really?
And he was the dog trainer. And I said, something's wrong with this guy. He's wearing galoshes on a regular day, on a sunny day. Like, something's just wrong with this guy. And he tucked his pants into the... I'm like, something's wrong. And then we get away from the trainer, and like 2 years later, he found out he's pulling people over and trying to make citizens arrests for speeding and stuff like that. Yeah, creep.
The galoshes in a regular day is a dead giveaway. I'm not. That guy's never coming back to the
house.
Maybe
they're comfortable.
No, they're not.
No, she. He was like at like a Petco or something like that. One of those types of things.
You know what else is comfortable, Eric? A robe. But a guy at Safeway wearing one is off.
No, here's the thing. You just described my son, remember? And you're right.
Yeah, but he's a player. There's a difference.
Michelle said today she thinks he's in the CIA. And I was like, why? She said he doesn't answer anything specifically. He's like, he wants to go to a party today with a bunch of friends after school. He's like, where are you going? Just down the street. Where? You know, a little ways away.
You'll know when you know.
Are there going to be drugs there? Probably drugs everywhere, Mom. You don't understand.
Well, he was a bubble boy for all those years, so now he's breaking free.
Tell you what, there's some truth to that, bro, hamburger.
The squash championships were held in northern Spain over the past weekend. And
that's the world squash?
It sparked a debate about sexism because the female participants were given awarded vibrators, sex wax, and a kit to remove.
Sounds more like squish than squash.
Foot calluses.
I'm not sure I understand anything you said.
Sexism. Because the lady participants were given vibrators as prizes.
But why were they given that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why is that a that's a weird prize.
It's an odd prize.
Yeah. Well, I think the man running the tournament thought it'd be good gifts for
them. That'd be hilarious.
They'll have fun with this. They'll think it's funny.
Let's give them vibrators.
Yeah, that's real smart.
That is, yeah. In this day and age, that's a brilliant idea.
Is that a country everybody else wants us to be like? What was it?
Yeah. Where was it?
Spain.
Yeah. Huh. Well, the age of consent's like 11. And they're giving out vibrators at golf tournaments or whatever that was.
Golf tournaments.
I don't know. They're handing them out like crazy.
On the third hole.
Kwalik Nye from North Korea is having a hard time putting. She seems to be orgasming on the green. And that's the first one she's ever had. Look at her. She looks like Brady. That one girl golfer was the size of you. What's her name?
Sripak.
No. Sripak.
No.
Sri Lanka.
She looks just like Fat Frank and Brady had a baby.
No.
And then like put her directly in the sun because her eyes squint. Well, they have to. It's where she's from. Very sunny place. But she's the Korean golfer, and I swear to God, I wanted for three Halloweens in a row if Brady could get into that dress.
Ugh.
But Fat Frank would have been even better.
No dress.
Fat Frank would have dwarfed Brady.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Kurt. Kurt
Brady's nice size.
He's fine. Yeah. He's a nice size Brady. Nice size. That's a good size Brady right now.
Husky.
We got a nice size Brady.
NSB, nice size Brady.
That's not her.
Cammy Rita.
No, this is just all the choices.
Yeah, those are hot Korean.
Korean LPGA golfers. Well, she's not going to be on the list.
She's Chinese.
No. The one I'm thinking
of is
Korean.
MB Park.
I don't know. Which one is MB Park? There's one that look. There she is. Yeah, that's Brady.
That's NB Park.
It's Brady. Or not. It's Brady.
You know
and Fat
what?
Frank's baby.
I gotta believe you're right there.
That's Brady.
Look at that. She's trying to sell pork.
You should have NB Park eating ribs in the back of your RV.
Korean ribs.
Yeah.
I had to Photoshop that holding a bottle.
Look at that. Showing a little belly.
Oh, her belly's hanging out
that's
over.
That's my follow through.
That's Brady golfing. When she won a tournament, she was smiling, and she walked up like she was leading the Ohio State band onto the green. And I'm like, she even walks like Brady.
I mean, that's when you're on the men's and women's tees at the same time, Chachi.
NB Park and Brady.
Oh, upskirt shot. Hello.
Jeez.
Damn.
NB Pork. That's the new mascot.
I'm going to get NB Park.
That's a weird shot to get.
Miss Brady throwing at the first pitch at a Diamondbacks game. Oh, no, wait. It's Indy Park again. Sorry. Go ahead.
She is at the. So, Cammy Rita is a Sherpa mountaineer. He extended his record for successful climbs of Mount Everest with his 24th ascent. He did it twice in the past week.
It's just not a big deal. I don't understand these businessmen spending 60 grand and we give them, oh my God, you climbed Everest? Yet with a dude that did it Tuesday and then again Thursday. It's just the Sherpas are the real magic here and nobody ever gives them all the credit, which is they carry all your stuff. They're going up and down that thing like it's escalator.
Yeah. And every time I see an article like that, I'm like, oh, great. Now more people are going to line up to do it.
Climb Everest now with technology and the equipment.
And Sherpas who are like, we've got this path. Like, the dude did it twice in 1 week. It's like camelback to him. It's no big deal.
Which I have struggled with.
Yeah, I'm just as proud.
It's not me doing this, but it's you know, there's so many fit people.
Well, you take Sherpas on camelback?
They didn't even have, like, in the movie Everest, like, the Sherpas were kind of an afterthought. They mentioned them. They talked about how they were getting killed and stuff, but it was all about Josh Brolin's bravery and all the other hikers. Like, you guys, I guarantee you on that mountain, we're screaming, what now? What now? And Sherpa's like, we're screwed. This isn't supposed to happen.
By the way, people are sharing their favorite Frank picks now with us. This is one from
that's when you
Mad TV.
Patton Oswalt, a lesbian.
That's a thicker one.
That is you as Patton Oswalt.
You know what? Google Frank Caliendo and Frank Caliendo. That's a thick one. We're the Kilborn guys.
How do you spell Caietti?
C-A-E-I-T-I-A.
Any of that. You're just saying letters.
Yeah. It's like C.
There's you and Steve Keim. Why?
Hey, there.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Buddies.
Click on that for a second.
Buddies.
Let's reenact that.
Let's move on.
Let's reenact that picture.
Where's Caietti? C A E T I. C A E T I.
Niner six.
No. Who is Frank Caietti? That guy.
No.
Is it? No. There's two of us together. On doing the Kilborn guys on Mad TV.
It's really not.
Did you put my name on there too? No.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of pictures
put on Kilborn,
of themselves.
Kilborn too.
Yeah, no kidding. This guy's been. We got to look at Frank's entire history of the internet now.
I have a feeling he's done this a few times.
Yeah. No, I just. Yeah, like I told you, I look for fat me.
Fat Frank everywhere. No, it's
I don't
just
remember
not there.
That sketch that I was probably barely in.
All right, that's enough of this. Pretty finished while Frank figures out who Frank Caietti is. Is he still with us?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
He's one of those poor guys that had a chance to go to Saturday Night Live
and
accidentally took Mad TV first.
He signed the wrong paper.
Yeah, and then he's a talented guy.
A 44-year-old guy named Tan Nan. He lives in Hunan, China.
Everything has to rhyme in this man's
Sounds
life.
Sounds like a bit.
I'm Tan Nan from Hunan. My favorite thing to do on weekend is poo-nan.
Go drinking.
Drinking.
He drank so much he passed out, and then he woke up the next morning, found him. My penis is missing.
Oh, my God.
Someone chopped it off.
And he's fine with that?
Well, at least the good news is when he woke up and he's like, my penis is missing. Oh, there it is laying next to me.
He may have done it
The guy left it. Not sure if he did it himself, but they rushed
How do you know it was a guy?
To the hospital. 7-hour surgery. Doctors were able to reattach it.
Man.
It's working again. All 2 inches is...
That's
fully functional.
That's racist.
I know a guy named Yan Man.
Yan Man?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Or Hunan?
Man Yan?
Yan Man. Man Yan. I'm
Yan Man.
Sure. I'm actually not sure.
No, a guy named Yan Man.
We call him Man.
That's a green guy.
Yeah, tell you what, man.
It's my guy.
Man, I love this guy, man.
Coca-Cola's bringing back New Coke. See that? It rolled out in 1985, but they're doing it to promote the upcoming season of Stranger Things.
Oh.
But you can really call it New Coke?
They're going to call it New Coke.
It's 35 years old.
And who was the pitch man in 1985?
Max Headroom, right?
No, that was Pepsi.
Catch the wave. The wave. Cuck.
They switched him in because he was originally Pepsi.
No. Max Headroom was always
good. No, alternative universe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Mandela.
Bill Cosby. Mandela. Bill Cosby, everybody.
Wow, everybody's
Cosby,
wrong.
That's right. Bill Cosby was Max Headroom?
Yes.
Just try the new Coca-Cola, miss.
You see?
Catch the wave of Coca-Cola.
There's kids like to drink.
Dip, dip, drink.
Do you remember that was
Coke? Why do I think it was Pepsi?
They used a version of him in Future Back to the Future. Remember that in the...
That's right. When he was ahead of his time.
Yeah. Is he still alive, Max Headroom?
Yeah, he's now Christopher Titus.
Is he? It makes sense.
Yeah. A whole TV show and everything.
That was
phenomenal.
So odd to remember.
Jeez.
He was just, I thought he was Pepsi for some reason.
What a great idea.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. There you go. Well, we just spent 20 minutes looking at Fat Frank.
Hey,
it's
good it got the audience engaged.
That's right. That's the goal, right? That's all you're doing?
If that's what you want to call it.
No, I'm getting a lot of pictures of people who searched out Fat Frank, so evidently it did.
Yeah. It all works out well for him.
It's great. Well, that's the idea. That's called promotion, Eric. You'll learn. You'll learn how this works. We have a guest. We promote his thing.
Hot chicks and Fat Frank.
That's right.
Two things that don't go together.
That's Brady's new restaurant.
One of these things is not like the
hot
other.
Hot Franks.
Hot chicks and Fat Franks. It's my chicken and hot dog restaurant.
I love how you decided to put the S on at the end. Fat Franks.
Fat Franks.
He wasn't sure. I could feel that. I knew where you were at with that. You were like, "I'll maybe." He just said it that way. I'll do it.
Fat Franks.
There you go. That is your Brady Report brought to you by Hooters, where John Gruden goes.
I'm telling you, somebody always sends me the fat me picture, and that's why the fat me with Frank Caietti, and that's why I'm going to find it.
Okay, well, we can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, the buildup is not
all
overdone.
All right, you know what?
Nobody knows who Frank Caietti is, and now we get to see a fat version of
both. It's just a great fat picture of me. I mean,
we just saw 100 of those.
Yeah, but this one's better.
I'm going to need to see you next to another fat guy.
And I'm going to put it up I'm putting it up in my house, and then I'm inviting you over.
I will put that up.
And then I'm going to oil paint it.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't have people in my house, but they'd be like, who's this? I'm like, that's Frank Caliendo and Frank Caietti, fat. And they'd be like, we're leaving. Why is this man in galoshes?
Who's Frank Caietti?
Guy's got rubbers on. There you go. That's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?